That was lovely. And certainly does go in with us moving into the new year to make that change. Did Christmas bring you what you had hoped for or expected? Woo, good. Now, for some, those things may be the same. Others, it's worlds apart. Perhaps many of you are feeling fulfilled and your heart is filled with joy, because I certainly heard it for those of you that said, yes, you got what you wanted or expected. But there might be some, there's a little bit of a disappointment. Because I recall, at least when I was a child, that there was times it was so joyous and there was times it was like, now I thought I got that message to Santa right. And somehow it was left off of the list. Of course, as I grew, I was informed. Maybe I was a little naughty and that's why I didn't get it. But I do have basically fond memories of Christmases past. And the promise of Christmas always shines so brightly before us, illuminating all that could be. Yet as the wrapping paper settles and those wonderful Christmas carols fade, reality gently returns. And now in the blink of an eye, Christmas has come and Christmas is gone. So, dear friends, I ask you, what comes next? What will you do with this moment, this time that God has now given us? The Christmas story symbolizes light, peace, and hope entering the world. And when we open ourselves to divine love and choose compassion, we actually embody those qualities. I remind you, the Christ consciousness is not, I'll say that again, is not limited to Christmas. It is an ongoing call to love, unity, and spiritual awareness that becomes especially clear during the holiday season. The metaphor of being born as in the birth of the Christ child reflects a profound transformation, a fresh start marked by hope, new intentions, and the promise of becoming someone renewed in spirit and purpose. And as our songbird said, a change, asking for a change. Similarly, the dawn of the new year naturally inspires us to reflect on the past, leave behind old habits, and set meaningful goals for the future. Both experiences encourages us to open our hearts to new possibilities and pursue a life guided by higher values. How can we live out this new sense of purpose? Well, you know me. I'm going to look to our elder brother and way shower, Jesus, because Jesus referenced things in our natural world in order for us to have a learning experience. He spoke about the pearl of great value that represents the ultimate reward of knowing and following God and surpasses all the earthly possessions and pursuits. He also encouraged us in our human walk to trust. Trust God's provisions and to avoid anxiety over material things, emphasizing that just as God cares for and sustains what may be considered the smallest aspects of creation, such as the lilies of the field, God cares for all of humanity even more. So as we take time out to put things away, decorations, lights, and other seasonal items, I offer that we should put away our hurts and our unfulfilled expectations, because I know that the new conversation that you probably are having is, I can't believe it's the end of the year already. Yes, 3 more days and we're into another year. 2025 is nearly history. It is certainly good for us to reflect upon what we have accomplished in the past year, but more important, for us to plan for what we will do in the coming year. And you're going to do a bit of that today. The year 2026 is a blank canvas. What will we paint for our lives? Instead of New Year's resolutions that are usually forgotten long before the next holiday, why don't we make commitments that change our lives and actually help all of humanity move forward? So, like Jesus, I look to nature for illustration and wisdom. And many of you have probably heard this lesson before, however, it's good to be reminded. Today, I'm going to focus on lessons from the geese. And yes, you heard me, the geese. Geese, through their communal habits and mutual support, model unity, shared leadership, and encouragement. In some cultures, the spiritual meaning of a goose is loyalty and devotion, as geese mate for life. They also represent communication, teamwork, and protection. By observing and drawing lessons from their example, we can find inspiration for our own lives, especially as we seek to live intentionally and in harmony with others during the year ahead. And we have had a year, still having it. And if this past year has taught us or taught me anything, it's that we have to live with intention and harmony with others, no matter how difficult it may seem. Now, there are many lessons from the geese, but I'll share five that resonated with me. The first lesson, the power of unity and shared purpose. Geese fly in formation. In fact, it's a V formation. They support each other by flying together, reducing fatigue and increasing efficiency. It allows them to go further and with less effort. This brings to mind the scripture that our beloved Reverend Sylvia quotes when new members are welcomed into the congregation. It's from Psalm 133:1. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Further, scripture states in Galatians 6:2, that we are to carry each other's burdens. And in this way, we will fulfill the law of Christ. Simply put, we must seek to live life from our Christ consciousness. We are called to walk together, encourage one another, and grow in faith as a spiritual community. When our thoughts are aligned with divine mind, we enter the flow of infinite energy. Now, this is the law of agreement, a metaphysical principle that suggests that when two or more individuals come together in agreement, they can achieve a greater outcome than they could alone. This principle is rooted in the belief that God honors and amplifies the efforts of those who are united in their intentions and actions. And it is most explicitly articulated in Matthew 18:19-20, where Jesus states this, "Again, I tell you truly that if two of you on the earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I with them." And I know you've heard it. It's profound, but it's good to hear it again. Coming together in unity. The second lesson is the energy of encouragement. Most birds fly quietly, but geese, very loudly. They honk. They honk to encourage each other to keep up their speed and altitude, and maybe attitude. And actually, the honking is more than encouragement. It is a vibrational signal, a resonance that strengthens the flock's resolve. Our words carry vibrations, as sound is energy. When we speak, we amplify that energy. We amplify it around us, and positive communication uplifts the spirit. The honking of geese remind us that words and intentions carry power, shaping the energetic environment and fostering spiritual growth. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 says this, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." What this means is that when you picture yourself connected or meeting together, you're not just looking for companionship outside of yourself. Understand that. You're turning your inner world into a sense of unity. It's about gathering within, regularly focusing your attention on the awareness that all living things are part of one life. As you become aware of the day approaching, as the scripture says, that is your moment of realization. Let go of ideas of being separate. We are one. We talk about unity. We talk about being one in spirit. Believe that your awareness naturally inspires love and positive action in the world. But you know what your role is to keep that vision alive. Keep it alive. And when you deviate from it, go within again to bring that out, understanding who and whose you are. The third lesson is the rhythm of shared leadership. I like this one. Geese rotate leadership to prevent exhaustion, allowing each to contribute and to rest. We not only serve each other in this way, but let each person's unique gifts flourish, reflecting the new nature of being born of spirit. The act of geese rotating is a lesson in humility and service. Sometimes we lead, sometimes we follow, but in truth, we are always guided by the inner Christ. True leadership is about lifting others. And thank you, Reverend Sylvia, for shifting that leadership with us who come and speak on your behalf when we serve this particular community. And speaking of each of our unique gifts, as I alluded to earlier, Romans 12:6 reminds us that we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. This scripture highlights the importance of recognizing and valuing the distinct talents and abilities that we each possess. These unique attributes contribute meaningfully to both our spiritual community and the broader society. The scripture encourages appreciation of diversity among individuals and emphasizes that every gift serves a specific purpose. By acknowledging and applying our respective talents and service to others, we play a constructive role in fostering a harmonious and interconnected environment. And most importantly, recognizing that everyone has something to contribute. Everyone does. The fourth lesson, compassionate presence. When a goose falls behind, two, stay with it, embodying compassion and the sacred duty to support those in need. This behavior embodies the spiritual message of empathy, support, and deep social connections. It teaches us the power of sticking together through thick and thin, caring for each other, and communicating effectively to overcome challenges. What do we call it? Love in action. Recognizing the Christ in another and holding space for their spiritual growth and healing is what we're doing. A scripture related to this is found in Romans 15:1. We are strong, have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Bearing with the weak is seeing beyond appearances to wholeness of spirit within those who can't hold it right now for themselves. And I know you've had that time. As diligent as you may be, praying, meditating, there are times that you just need someone else to stand in that gap with you. So we must be gracious and supportive of each other as we are all at different places on our spiritual journey. This also mirrors the law of reciprocity. What we give to others, we receive in return. And our fifth lesson, living on purpose. Geese have a destination. They are purposeful in their journey, reminding us to live intentionally. This last lesson really ties things together as we face this new year. Purpose is not something we must invent or labor to create. It is a sacred discovery made in the quiet of our hearts as we attune ourselves to the divine presence within. Psalm 90:12 says, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." You see, every moment offers us a gift, a chance to live with mindful appreciation, a chance to make a change. Time is precious, and every day is an opportunity to align with the higher self and manifest the wisdom that arises from spiritual awareness. To live on purpose means to recognize that our time and our energy are sacred resources. We are called to invest our days, not simply count or spend them. When we align our intentions with the divine pattern for our lives, we tap into a source of wisdom that guides us with ease and grace. Ask yourself each morning, how will I use my time today to express my highest self and serve the greater good? In New Thought, we affirm that our thoughts and actions, when guided by spiritual principles, create ripple effects that bless the world. Remember, our thoughts are prayers. Proverbs 19:21 reminds us, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." So our personal ambitions, when infused with divine intention, become powerful assignments from spirit. That's what that means. This year, as you set your goals, invite divine mind to partner with you. Each decision becomes an opportunity to move closer to your soul's calling and to co-create with the universe. Purpose often asks us to step beyond comfort. Step beyond comfort. Go into that mystery of new beginnings. Hebrews 11:8 speaks of Abraham's trust, stepping forward in faith without knowing his destination. We see faith not as blind belief, but as a deep inner conviction that the universe supports us. So this year, choose to lean into faith, affirming that as you move in alignment with Spirit, unseen doors will open and new pathways will emerge. Say this to yourself: I trust the unfolding of my journey. I am guided, protected, and inspired at every step. So repeat that after me. I trust the unfolding of my journey. I am guided, protected, and inspired at every step. Guided, protected, and inspired at every step. Yes, yes. Jesus declared in Mark 10:45 that he came not to be served, but to serve. Service is a powerful way to express our divine nature. Each act of kindness, every effort to uplift another, multiplies the good in our world. Your purpose will always include blessing others. So this year, look for opportunities to shine your light in the areas of your life with family, friends, your workplace, your community, and yes, right here at your spiritual home. And we have many opportunities for service. We're always speaking about service. And yes, I'm putting in the plug, because many times we do it over and over, and it's usually either the same people, we get no one, or it's a few, which we graciously receive. But I'm calling out to you to step forth, be in that V formation. Because many hands make light work, and when people can move and gather and rest and someone else can step in, oh, hallelujah, it all opens up and we're better for it. Purpose without spiritual nourishment can lead to exhaustion. Spiritual practice is our daily bread. Prayer, meditation, and the study of truth keep us connected to Source. John 15:5 teaches that when we abide in the vine, and that's the Christ, our lives bear lasting fruit. Make it your intention to communicate with Spirit daily, renewing your mind and opening your heart. So make the days in the new year mean something and become your highest self. Do not simply, as I said before, count the days, but make each day count. Living with purpose means anchoring our hearts in spiritual truth, focusing our minds on our highest mission, and using our hands to serve and uplift. Remember, your purpose is not just about what you do, but about who you become in the process. Let us affirm our unfolding, knowing that each experience is shaping us into the finest expression of divine love and wisdom. So, wonderful ones, taking lessons from the geese, let's move forward. We can hawk it too. Let's move forward and be a living lesson of unity and shared purpose. Encourage one another. Share the rhythm of leadership. Show compassion. And be open to the amazing possibilities of living on purpose in the new year. When we're clear and intentional, the universe really does respond. So this year, why not let your life and light shine as an example of what it means to live with purpose, not just for yourself, but for everyone you know and everyone that you will meet. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you, thank you.